So, I've been reading the Bible my whole life. Ever since I was little, my parents have been teaching me. Growing up in the church, and you kind of get a big picture and little pictures, and there's big stories in the Bible, and there's two sentence stories in the Bible, and it all is part of the same story. And looking at the ministry of Christ and what he did in his life up to the moment that he gave us the Last Supper, that he gave us communion, which we're about to partake in. There's parables, and there's a big story here, Christ's whole life, and there's these little parables. You know, he talks about the sower and the seeds. He talks about the new wine in the old wineskins and the new fabric in the old garment. And he talks about the man with the servants and the talents, and he talks about all these different parables. And I think it gives us this insight into his character. He does it with a purpose. There's a purpose for each specific parable. There's a purpose for teaching in parables. If you are following Jesus, you're walking through whatever city he's in, and you hear him speaking, and he's talking about laborers in the vineyard, and you're on your way to go stand in the center of the town and hopefully be selected to go work in this man's vineyard. And you're thinking about that story throughout your day. You're pulling grapes, you're setting them out, and you're thinking, Jesus was just talking about this. Like, I am the laborer in the vineyard. And then that night you go home and you're having your dinner and you're pouring wine out of your wineskin, and you're like, last week he was talking about the wine and the wineskins, and my wife just showed this patch onto my cloak, and he was talking about this just last week. And there's this, I think there's an intention there. I don't think he comes to us and he wants us to focus on him only in the moment that he's teaching. When we're looking at Jesus, that's important. But he doesn't want that to be the only time we think about him. He doesn't want that to be the only time we focus on him. He tells these stories so that as the people are leaving and going to do their job and live their life, everything they do, they're like, oh man, Jesus was just talking about this and how this applies to my relationship with him. And even if it doesn't like theologically click and suddenly they understand Jesus' love for them, they're reminded of Jesus as they do that. That Jesus guy was talking about mustard seeds. Look, there's a mustard plant right there. And I think that if we look at all of these parables, we know that Jesus, being God, knew what was happening. He knew that as he's eating the Last Supper, as he's participating in Passover with his disciples, he knew that very soon everything was going to change. He was going to be arrested, he was going to be crucified, and they would understand once he came back, they would not look at him the same way. And this is possibly one of his last moments to sit with them and teach them like this before he died on the cross. And he gives us, I think that the Passover is, in a way, Jesus' last parable. I don't think he wants the disciples to only think about the life that he gives them when they're having Passover. I don't think that he only wants them to think about that when they're sitting together and eating. I think he chose the bread and the wine because even though it's unleavened bread, every day they ate bread and drank wine. It wasn't the same bread, but they did it every day. And I think he wants them every day, every time they pick up a piece of bread, I think he wants them to remember, Jesus gives my spirit life the same way this bread is giving my body life. And so we're going to take communion here in a minute, and I want you guys to think about that. When you go home, where is Christ being reflected in your life? Because he told these stories, yeah, they're important, and yeah, there's a lot of really deep theological things you can get into, and like, wow, look at the way he said this, and remember, he wants to be intimately connected with everything you do in your day. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to be on your mind no matter what you're doing. And I think this moment in time is the last parable he told, the last time he got to share it that way. So if I could have the deacons come on up and we'll pass this out.